Welcome back to the Press Box and our daily countdown to Kentucky Derby 151. We are taking a look at all of the top 20. Well, we inched a little bit with the belt at 21 in our list. But today, we're going to be doing Flying Mohawk, who is currently 16th on the list. And I kick it to my good friend and host, as always, here at the Press Box, the Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker.
You're so not right. I love you, though. the Press Box in McLean's Derby 151 analysis is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Gener, the reason we're doing this is because the Derby field has been limited to 20 starters since 1975. And there have been at least 20 who have entered in 23 of the last 26 years. So, again, you mentioned it, Flying Mohawk at 16 top 20 money earners. Flying Mohawk has 156,800 owned by 2-8 Racing, the Berry Family Racing, and Kalita Racing.
I'm glad you pronounced all that because you know how I
Yes, I saw that. I jumped in there.
Flying Mohawk, this is an interesting one, Buzzy, because all of his really predominance in racing so far has been either on the turf or on the all-weather tracks. He did run second in the Tapeda up at Turfway Park. He ran a huge second in the Grade 3 Jeff Ruby, coming off of back-to-back wins on the grass. And, you know, Buzzy, this is interesting because, the Jeff Ruby is starting to really take hold as a prep for the Kentucky Derby. You know, Two Fills ran so well there and coming off of the Tapeda and running there at Churchill and really making the race up at Turfway give it some notoriety. And I really think Final Gambit, who won the Jeff Ruby this year, for trainer Brad Cox. You know how I have an affinity for those horses coming from that barn. I really think Final Gambit is a sleeper in this year's Derby, but we'll get to him later in the countdown. Final Gambit is sitting at number 8, so we got a few to go before we get there. But Flying Mohawk is kind of a typical turf horse. He does most of his running late in the going. In the Jeff Ruby, he had a little bit of a jump on Final Gambit, but because he was next to last and Final Gambit was last for the early part of that race, really did a good job was the jockey Joe Ramos, who rides up at Horseshoe, Indiana predominantly. But he did a great job weaving his way through traffic in the Jeff Ruby and had it moved into the outside for the stretch to drive. Looked like he might go ahead and pull away, to the front, but Final Gambit went right by him like a jet stream, and Final Gambit ended up winning that race by about 3.5 lengths, Buzzy. Flying Mohawk is a closer. You know how I like horses that can get a route of ground in the Derby because of the 1.25-mile distance. This horse undoubtedly will be able to get the distance. The question regarding him is the surface. Does he convert from this time to all weather to the dirt, coming predominantly from the turf to the dirt? And that's I think, a concern that everybody handicapping the race will have. I'm looking at the charts of all of his races. He started his career at Saratoga in July of last year. He ran on the grass that day. He ran at Kentucky Downs. We know what that surface was. And then he ran in the Grade 2 Pilgrim Stakes, and that was on the turf track as well. And, then he had the back-to-back wins, which were on the turf, so he's never been on traditional dirt. And, you know, I just think asking a horse to do something he's never done before in his life in the Kentucky Derby is an awful big ask.
Well, it certainly is. Interesting story. I've been researching, which is very unusual for me.
Wow. I love
a lot of people research. Think I just wing it all the time, but
So, well, you're so a Hall of Famer, man. I mean, a Hall of Famer does a lot of research.
So this ownership group, okay,
yes.
Former Major League All-Star Jason Worth, Sean yes. Kalita, is a Florida developer.
Yep.
And the main guy is Jeff Berry. Now, Jeff Berry is a guy who is from Owensboro, Kentucky.
Wow.
He ended up playing college baseball. I believe it was at UNC Charlotte. Said
yep.
he was a very bad minor leaguer, but he's been a great agent. And Buster Posey hired him a few years ago to be his senior advisor of the Giants.
Wow.
And so he's known Worth forever. And that's how they got into this deal. And, you know, he said he grew up going to Ellis Park. My dad would take me and my brother and sister and my mom. So he always had a dream about it, and Worth got him into it.
You know, Buzzy, that is a great story, and I'm glad you told that, because you are a man known for his research, and unlike a lot of people in life these days that just wing it, but you've never been a wing it. You've been always a deep dive kind of guy, and you know, that's a very interesting story, and this is a group of people that you're going to root like heck for.
Yes. They're normal
people.
These are
the kind of people
Worth is a darn, you know, Major League All-Star, but for the most part, they're normal people.
Well, you know, these are the kind of people that cast a line out into the dream waters, and you hope that they hit. And like I said, you know, stranger things have happened. You know, buying that bird wasn't anybody's favorite. And, you know, there have been long shots throughout the course of the long and storied history of the previous 150 Kentucky Derbies. So, you know, stranger things, like I said, could happen, have happened. Flying Mohawk will try the dirt for the first time in the Kentucky Derby. And, you know, I mean, if you look at the pedigree on here, he's by a stallion, a Japan stallion, who was a Japan bred. He now stands here, Caracante. But Bon Bon's Fleur didn't win a race. And,
wow.
You know, when you look at the auction history on this horse, he sold as a weanling the first time at Keeneland, November. He sold for $25,000 to Eastside Investment. They turned around. Sold him for a year later at September at Keeneland for $72,000. Legion Bloodstock was signed a ticket that day. So, you know, this is supposed to prove you don't have to spend $1 million to get
right.
a shot at the Kentucky Derby. You don't have to spend, you know, $5 million.
The other great part of this story is that the trainer, Wick Beckman, is that, am I right about that? Wick Beckman
yes.
is the Louisville native.
Yes, he is. And, you know, and he's really come on of late. I mean, he had some really nice two-year-olds last year, and they won some impressive races at Churchill. And this is the story that you really want to – it's a feel-good story.
He'll have a filly in the Oaks too, right?
Yep, without a doubt.
Okay.
So,
all right, so that's a look at Flying Mohawk. And tomorrow, American Promise.
American Promise, the winner of the Virginia Derby for trainer D. Wayne Lucas, is going to be the coach. And there's never a morning that you don't go out to Churchill very early before the lights. Oh, the lights are still on. Before the God's light comes on, you'll see D. Wayne on horseback standing there at the gap watching his horses come and go. You know, it's fun to see D. Wayne Lucas still out doing what he loves to do best, and that is train horses.
And Gene will be doing his research as well in the press box, and our look ahead, McLean's look ahead at Derby 151 is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have another great day. And just like every day, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend, and I look forward to our chat again tomorrow.
Love you, man. Have a good night.
Love you. See you, brother.